Tonight, maybe let Suyan choose two, huh, to come out and light the candle and the incense. Yeah. So the two same name one almost. Yeah, help to light the incense and the candle. Then we all get ready, huh? Stand up for puja. Sadhu. Okay, start with the offering of the tray, yeah? Sadhu. Now I just touch it. Let us now compose our mind, develop the faith, the sadha, then the virya, then we pay respect mindfully, recite the puja mindfully. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavanta abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sang hang na ma mi. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1. We will start the puja chanting. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, suramiraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. We are now chant the padipa puja offering of light. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonodang ganda sambara yutena dopena hang sukang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bajana motamang vanna ganda gunopetang etang kasuma santatin jayami monindas siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kasumena nena punnena matena cha hotu mokhang pupang malayati yata idang me kayo tathayati vinasabhavang adivase tunobante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaye patigan hatu mutamang adivase tunobante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya atigan hatu mutamang adivase tunobante bhojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Now we'll make the aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and to help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance thereon. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fire of all defilements in our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sada, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transform merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Gem. Bedang Pujemi. Damang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we can start our meditation. Just relax yourself and maintain some form of attentiveness or attention. Then, like we have gone through, for those who already have the spiritual faculty, you will be able to meditate straight away. You look at the whiteboard last Thursday we went through. There are two cases of possibility. The first case is a normal meditator or cultivator still have the mental hindrance. So if you are still with the mental hindrance, the five mental hindrance that prevents you from becoming peaceful, then you need to train the heedless mind or the mundane mind so that the thinking can be reduced. So to do that, you need to develop what they call the mind sweeping method combined with metta. This will help you decondition your heedless thinking, then bring about the peaceful mind. Because when you do mind sweeping method, you just relax, feel, and then the mind is quiet. Then when you feel with your awareness. If there is any tension, tightness, or stress within, you relax them all. This, if you can finish the whole mind sweeping method and reverse it up, you should become more quiet, peaceful, and calm. And without thinking, you will become peaceful and naturally aware on its own. Then after that, you need to stabilize the calm mind. So you need to anchor it to any particular skillful means that you have or object of meditation that you have trained or developed. If you are new, you can try anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath. This is for those who need to train because your spiritual faculty are still not stable. So meditation is very easy. You check which one you need to do. If you already have the spiritual faculty, then the hindrance are no more. The moment you relax silent, you will be in the meditative state of silent inner awareness. Well, that sati, it will stabilize. It will manifest. Even for those who have already develop some form of habitual thinking. You just have to relax, silent, and let things be. Then the habitual thinking will slow down on its own. Then your spiritual faculty will take over. Yeah. So for those who know how to meditate, you don't have to arise the thought. The more you do with the thought, the more stirring of the mind will arise. And then it becomes thought-based meditation. Then you find it very difficult to make the mind calm or peaceful. Then most of them resort to concentration or absorption meditation or one-pointedness meditation. Then they try to fix the mind to something, anchor it. Then they thought that is meditation. Then they end up building the samatha or concentration to develop the calm mind. So if you do that, you will not have the normal natural state of mind that is in sati or relaxed, silent, inner awareness. A natural state that is peaceful, calm, and aware on its own, as opposed to the conditioned arising mind, or the one that is conditioned by energy field, where you need to hold it, focus on it, concentrate on it, or develop absorption. So with this understanding, I hope now no more problem. You can meditate straight away with understanding. Okay, we off the light. Then I will maybe allow you to meditate straight away, so that tonight you got more time. You can have half an hour. Okay. You can start your meditation now. Just relax body and mind, completely relaxed and silent. For those who need to train, develop the training. You need to decondition the heedless thinking, develop mind sweeping method and metta. You can do this until you are very skillful. In fact, mind sweeping method and metta are very useful. Yeah. Do not be gullible, like people say, oh, you're still doing mind sweeping method. No. If you need to train, you train, and when you do it with enough understanding, you become peaceful very fast, and your mind stabilizes very fast. Then that silence will become more and more pronounced as you anchor it and stabilize it to an object of meditation. And later on, you can even just relax and aware and let that silence maintain by itself. Okay, I let you meditate on your own now. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, come over the meditation. Then turn to page 6. We will, turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. I will read to you the English translation. Invocation to the devas. In this universe in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Samanta Chakavalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Itipeso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vijacarana Sampanno Sugato Lokavido Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Satta Deva Manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Pasiko Opanayiko Pachatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Nyaya Patipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Samichi Patipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Yatidang Chattari Purisa Yukani Ata Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savakasango Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anuttarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Let us pay respect, Triple Jam. Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay. can be seated and maintain some more attention. We will continue with our second session. Second session is reporting of meditation and followed by Q&A. Okay, today I was told by Suyan he has bought the microphone set again. Where is the cordless? Oh yeah, you can use that one. Anybody wants to report their meditation, you will raise your hand and they will pass it to you. So this one can be connected to the mic.
Hello.
Ah, very loud. Yes, very good. Yeah. Anybody wants to report meditation or ask any question, you can raise your hand. Don't be shy. No written question also. Anybody? Nobody. Then what you want me to share? Yeah. Oh, Brother Chiao. I try to log on to Sui An's Wi-Fi. I don't know why every time I come here, I need to reconnect again. Okay, forget, then connect again. Okay, I think I will come in already. I will share with you tonight, Brother Chia. You all remember him from Singapore? He came to the retreat for the first time. That was March, end of March, I think, this year. So now is June, less than 3 months now. But he has progressed so much. He was full of joy. Then he wrote me an email to share with me some experiences that he has. And those experiences were very good. Then now that he had understood what this thing is, he finds it so different when he go and help out in the retreat. So he was like Brother Song last time I went to Thailand. They volunteered to serve in a retreat. One of their typical Koh Inka retreat. But last time Brother Song was 45 days where he met Chia there. Then Chia got conditioned. That's how he ended up coming to the retreat. Then now he also went, this Brother Chia from Singapore also went for one of these 10-day typical retreat. He also a volunteer as a server. Then after that, they promote him to a course manager. Then, because of his understanding and his progress, he was able to even meditate very well while he was there as a server. And because of his understanding, he was able to comprehend a lot of things. Then he doesn't behave like before already. He is now very peaceful, very calm, very relaxed, and full of awareness. And his understanding is so different now. So much so he can see all the other yogi having problem, and even the teacher that lead and teach, they're also having problem. Then through his own understanding, he actually wrote to me, which was a very good sharing. So now I try to locate the email. Hasn't come in yet. I don't know why this one, the syncing is a bit slow. Okay, now I'll use the old one first while waiting for it to come in. Okay, I use the one he sent to me first, the first part. Okay. He wrote me this email, I think, 2 days back, 14th of June, Tuesday, before our Tuesday class. So I read to you, you listen. Dear Brother Teo, is it recently I went to serve at attendee retreat and has the following experience to share. In one evening, end of the day review, there was a discussion on Arahant. And if the founder teacher was an Arahant, then the teacher said that once a lay person attained Arahant shape, either he must ordain to be a monk or he must die. First time I heard this and asked the teacher, why is it so? The teacher replied, up there never say why. So the evening closed. Then he said, next morning when he meditate, next morning when I sat down for meditation, he said, suddenly it arise in his understanding that an Arahant is already a being that has realized, the form and mind has really realized the unconditioned, hence no birth, no death. Then who die? The six consciousness and the five aggregates or the five skandhas, they die or they cease. See, now he become very wise. Then suddenly he was so happy. He said, wow, such ignorant, he said. Then there was this joy within him. Then he said, the thought arise. I must share this with my teacher, he said. Then another thought tell him, he said, you cannot share with the teacher because she cannot understand. So this two thoughts. But because he was so mindful, he said, so easily the mind stir again. Then he starts to develop that clear understanding. He said, dukkha arise already, still didn't know. See, split second, the mind stir again. The thought come out and tell you story again. I will read you the reply later, I read through the question first. Then he asked this question. He said, sometimes such Dhamma understanding just come out during meditation. Is this conditions triggering memory? So this was his question. Then he described his second experience. I have been to this eco farm retreat site a few times, some early morning. There were many flies or insects attracted to the warm light around the building, and they usually end up dead, falling to the ground and attracting many ants. These are in the path of human, means the walkway where the yogi walk. So I end up having to sweep them away and also using water to flush them due to ground condition. In short, he said, because I'm a server, I have to break the first precept of killing and bear the karmic consequence. And I'm just sick of doing this every time. Some server just will not do it. So I asked the teacher. The teacher said, we have to do things for a bigger good. So this is a sacrifice we have to make during serving. And if I don't do it, she asked, who will do it? I kept quiet. Then she asked if I will still do it or not. Again, Brother Jia said, I kept quiet. Then the following day, I turned off the light, he said, around the building before sleeping and spray water to keep the ground wet early morning so that the ants will not come. When lights were turned on, these flies still come, but now less dead bodies on the ground, and the water helped keep the ants away. Strangely, after the first 4 days, there were almost no flies for the remaining days. of that retreat. Question: do we really have to break precept for a bigger good? Is human life more precious than insects or ants? This is utter ignorance, he said. Then he said, I was a server and I was asked to be the course manager. So there were a lot of duties to be done. So during group sitting, the teacher has to observe the student and would trigger the course manager to act or help the student. But when I say it, the mind just went in and was silent straight away. So when the teacher called my name, I felt the vibration coming to my eardrum. Then recognizing it and was slowly getting out of the meditation. But by the time I make eye contact with the teacher, she signaled me no action required. So I went back to meditate. Then later she appeared agitated. That's why he's aware of the teacher getting agitated. And the teacher told him, she described the sequence of events, he said. I call you several times. Then every time you slowly open your eye, slowly pick up your spectacle, and slowly tighten your sarong, and then only you make eye contact with me. By then, the student already back to normal. In my heart, Brother Chia said, in my heart, wow, arising and passing away, arising and passing away. Why react? Means the teacher cannot understand condition, nature, and other things. Then after that, the teacher told me, he said, you are the course master. You must be fast to respond. I replied, I was just being mindful and kept quiet. Later, instead of calling me, she used flashlight to shine on my eyes to get my attention. I still remained in a meditative state, mindful as before. Then I decided that I want to see what's going on during meditation. Then Brecha opened his eyes to just observe. Then he got a shock. He said, wow, he saw so much misery everywhere. One student was behaving like a monkey scratching all over. Others were so uncomfortable. He used the word discomfort, not able to meditate. Then only a handful sit like a statue is there. He said, sit like a Buddha. Then after that, he went to the fourth experience. He said, several new experiences occur in the sitting. There were times, he said, means a few times, when pockets of enhanced awareness that is not the normal awareness. He said, this is not the expanding consciousness that he experienced in the Thailand retreat last December. It's like a very broad-based awareness. There were a lot of light luminance, some point wherever the mind goes. There is luminance, just luminance. Then one experience, he said, there was a lot of vibration bubbles in the chest area. Then all of a sudden, like a vacuum pump, a huge vacuum pump, he said, it all got sucked into the gateway. Then luminance again. Then there is almost no pain in the body. At the Cameron Highland retreat, I still have several severe pain in my right knee. Somehow all this ceases. Even the solid sensation in the body melt away easily, just like that. Then the fifth experience is long story, but one last one, isn't it? Because I'm the course manager, I have to ensure students wake up at 4 a.m. So I use an ice cream man's bell available to wake students up. You can see their aversion, their anger, their shock in all of them coming out of their deep sleep. Then after the course, some students told me how much they hated me initially, but later realized it's for their own good. I replied this to them, is it? When I rang the bell, I'm at peace. Why are you also agitated? See? As a meditator, they couldn't even understand that. Then they look at him and they laugh. So he said, with metta. Then I reply him, you listen, this is a very good reply. Then I wrote back to him. Okay, I said, dear brother Chia, Sadhu and my nature rejoice with your rather good sharing and understanding below. Regarding your question one, sharing, he talked about the Arhan one, you remember? Once you become Arhan, the teacher said, either you renounce, become a monk, or you will die. Then I replied, I said, your above meditative understanding is very good. So no need to worry about what people say or what the text say. Just like what Guang Qing Lao Hao Sang said, 听完了, 没事了, you understand Mandarin, most of you. The meaning is, after listening, that's all, finished. No more right and wrong. If you understand, you understand. You don't understand, let things be. So this is a very good, profound test. Then I said, the last part, oh, sorry. The 听完了没事了, because you already have the understanding. And what people say is of no consequence. Understand? Because he already has the understanding. So whatever people say is not important, of no consequence. But if he is still something that you cannot understand, also no problem, because you can just let things be. Have an open mind. Understand? Because you have yet to understand all this, so just open mind, but listen attentively. But if it's something not in accordance with your understanding, your wisdom will straight away tell you. Then I told him, then the last part on, then thought arise, must tell teacher and cannot tell the teacher if she cannot understand that part. Then he realized, are you so easy the mind? Again, dukkha arise already, still not aware. I said, this is very good. This is what the egoic mind will do. Then I say, you have to reflect on this. Sabbe sankara anicang, sabbe sankara dukkang. You understand what this is? All of thinking, all sankara, mental activity, they are impermanent. They arise and they cease. They come and they go. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. But the moment you think and give it meaning, just like what he did, must tell teacher. Then the other thought say, no, must not tell teacher because she don't understand. So all this is sankara. So if you hold on to sankara, then it will lead to suffering because you don't understand that they are impermanent. Because they are impermanent, it is empty, without any real existence. So, empty nature or existence means it is only at the thought level. As real as can be, it is only within the moment. After it arises, it is. That's why a lot of nature's phenomena have this characteristic. So when you understand, you are not deluded by it, then you will be free. Otherwise, the mind will think, it will attach, it will grasp, then it will give meaning, then it will try to reason and create the stirring of mind. Then I told him, the other way to understand this is via inquiry, like how can the Arahant be still so deluded and so fragile? What type of Arahant is that? Definitely not the one taught by the Buddha. You agree or not? You don't become monk straight away, die one. You want to become the Thai Arahant? What for? If they tie or rahan, I don't want. No point. And when you understand there is nobody inside there, that's why Brother Chia understood. He said, to be an arahan, the form and mind must have realized the unconditioned, the cessation of form and mind, nibbana. Then he will not be deluded anymore. Then he will know how to use the form and mind to live life. We have got so deluded and so stupid until we go and commit suicide. Or must die. We have got such thing. So a lot of these things you have to be careful. Anyway, I read to you what I tell him. I say, what type of arahant is that? Definitely not the one taught by the Buddha. It's just like the unenlightened one are trying to tell the enlightened one how they should behave when they become arahant. Moreover, the true monk is in the pure heart, not in the robe alone. Now you understand, huh? If your heart is a monk with the Dhamma, you don't need the robe to be a monk. Understand, huh? You don't need to go and purposely seek ordination because there is no more craving. He's already, the form and mind already understood all these are not real, not what you think. Impermanent, leading to suffering, empty, non-self. The form of mind is not him. That's why there is no more such delusion. Then regarding his question, he says, sometimes such dhamma just come during meditation. Is this condition triggering memory? I answered him. I said, such dhamma can arise because of your understanding, which is already within your nature. Hence, you got no more doubt. It is not from memory, because memory is knowledge. It is from your understanding of what an arahant is, because you have meditated and you have developed the understanding of the silent mind. Then regarding your second question, you remember the insect break precept? Huh? I explained to him. I said, no, you don't have to. Means you don't have to break the precept and do all those things. And you are right. This is utter ignorance. As long as there is no mental intention to kill, then it is okay. So what you did to mitigate or lessen death, we are avoiding the condition for it to happen, is very good. All these are part of nature's happening. Like driving a car over long distance, you cannot avoid insect from hitting the windscreen and die, right? There are causes and conditions for whatever that arise. So when you have this understanding, you will know what to do. You will not purposely want to kill them no more. Then you do what you can do within your capability. Even when he asks you to serve, it doesn't mean you have to sacrifice for a bigger good. There is delusion. But when you understand, you do it with understanding, then it's different. If you are willing to take the karma through an understanding, then it's different. But then you got other option. So like what he came up with was very good. And because he was so sincere, and he did it with such sincerity. You know what happened, Anna? Is it after the fourth day? Little or no more insight. It can happen. Sometimes after the first day, it's gone. I remember on a few occasions. The Malacca incident that I shared with you last time. Asahan. You know where is Asahan? The piece of land they offer to Reverend Mahinda, about, I think, 20 acres or what. So that place used to have a lot of flies. So every time they have this dana oil, the flies, they really swarm your food area and all those things. Then there was one occasion, I think, it was also a Sanghika dana, I think. So they invited us to go up there. Then I was quite close to Thomas and Nancy, the owner of the plantation. Nancy's family, they offered the piece of land together, the mother and the two sisters. So we went, and my wife, they all also went. So they were helping. Then when I went there, I was told about this thing. Then I make an aspiration. I say, if it's for the good of the many, if it's possible, as long as my nature is there, let this fly, not disturb so much. And you know what happened? That night, as the night fall, so we were at the kitchen place, so everybody was relaxed and they were having their relaxed time sitting around the table there. Then one of them suddenly said, "Oh, tonight weather very good," he said, "very cooling." Then the other one said, "Hey, no fly, you know." Then you know what Nancy said or not? "No fly, you wait," he said, "they will come and swarm." Then very strange, that night, no fly, you know. Then she said, "Maybe tonight the weather is cold, no fly." Next morning, you will see the fly coming, is it? When all the food are there and all that. And I tell you, they were so surprised, the next day. Again, little or no fly, they didn't come and disturb the food. So this type of thing can happen. But don't expect it to be, because that time I was putting to test some of this pure wish and all those things, where they were conditioned to arise them. Because I tested it a few times, that's why I know it can happen. The other one was when I was back in Alostar many, many years back, I think 1989. My sister-in-law was telling us, me and my wife, he said, Alostar, drought, was it? Very dry, no rain. For so long already, I think 2 months or what, no rain, is it? Drought, and very hot, is it? Then he said, at night, the mosquito got nowhere to hide from the paddy land. Because my brother's house is a factory near the paddy land. A lot of these mosquitoes, they will come in and look for food, you see, because everything is dry up. So they have to go and look for human food. Means it's your blood and all those things. So when I was there, when I heard that, it was so sunny that day, really hot and dry. Then I went into the room and I meditated. Then I make an aspiration. I say, if there are conditions, let the rain fall for the 2-3 days when I'm here. And you know what happened? I also didn't really notice what happened. All of a sudden, within 2 minutes, I heard my sister-in-law shouted, "Hey, raining, raining!" Is it? And there was a very heavy downpour. Yeah. Then that night, she also told us, "Is it? You have to make sure all the window with the netting down, otherwise the mosquito will come." Then very strange, those 2-3 days when I was there, it started to rain. Then no mosquito until my sister-in-law also surprised. "Hey, the netting is not there, also no mosquito." Wow, you see, weather is more very good. Then I just smiled, I just kept quiet. So all these are possible when you have the condition and when you put it to test. So I tested it a few times, but after that, enough, because I understood how nature's law work. So that was just the other part. So all this is for you to develop the understanding. Okay, then regarding the third sharing, he said, "I was a server and was asked to be the cost manager and all those things. Then the flashlight, all those things. Then I replied to him, I said, what you did was based on good understanding. Hence, your rather good reply. Because he was not affected. He was not agitated. He just do what he did. But because the teacher couldn't understand, that's why he replied very well. He said, why react? Condition like that, things will be like that. Arise and pass away. Then the other part, that the teacher used the flashlight to shine on him, and ask him to respond more quickly in future when she called him. Then my answer was, what you did was very good. Now you can understand and see how impatient the teacher was and how the yogi all were affected when they do all this thought-based meditation. I said, when you decide to open your eye to observe, this is the best. And now you understand why all those thought-based meditation have such problem as explained by me to you all earlier on. Even those handful that you say sit like a Buddha as mentioned by you, they also do not know how to relax and develop the true silent mind or awareness within. They are actually focusing, concentrating, forcing themselves into peacefulness and calmness. Some maybe they develop some form of mindfulness because they slow everything down. But that one is not the real one. That one is still apana samadhi, in absorption, in some form of concentration. Then I say, regarding your fourth sharing, the fourth sharing is about how his enhanced awareness come about, remember? Then the mind become luminous. Then he experience a lot of nimitta and other things. Like, I replied to him, I say, your description of those pockets of enhanced awareness that is not normal awareness is very good. Yeah, he also knew it's different from the energy field that he did. I say, this is actually a spacious awareness without a center, but described by you as broad-based awareness. Then what happened after that, as you described, was the most beautiful. You remember he described? Then he experienced a lot of vibration and bubbles in the chest area. Then all of a sudden, like a huge vacuum pump, all this vibration and bubbles, they got sucked into the gateway. Then again, there was luminous, then no pain and all those things. I replied to him, I said, it means all of your external. Last time it's thought-based, now it's awareness-based energy. They got sucked into the gateway and melt into it and become pure energy that help you to experience what you describe. You remember he described the luminance? Then he said almost no pain in the body. At the Cameron Highland retreat, he still has severe pain in the right knee. Somehow all this cease, he said, even the solid sensation in the body melt away easily, like that, just like that. Then I replied to him, I said, this is why awareness-based meditation via the gateway is very different from thought-based meditation, because there is no energy build-up, no focusing, or concentration or absorption, just relax and aware and mindful. Just relax and aware or mindful. So this style of meditation is very different. So a lot of people who cannot understand, they cannot develop this style of meditation. So they end up doing thought-based meditation and they tend to engage in energy field, concentration, one-pointedness, absorption, fixing the mind and all those things. Then sometimes they force themselves to develop all the what they call samatha mind state. Concentration leading to all the energy field. So this is something that meditator or cultivator should understand. Based on the Buddha's teaching, you're supposed to train your mind only to be heedful, aware. You don't focus, you don't concentrate. That's why Dhammapada verse 21, the Buddha said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful never die. The moment you are aware, mindful, leading to heedfulness, you are destined for enlightenment. That's why the whole of meditation is about developing mindfulness, stabilizing it, and use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, to become heedful, not only in the form of meditation, but in the midst of life. And that is the real meditation as taught by the Buddha. So not all the focusing, concentrating, and doing. The doing is by the thought. When the thought is active, there is no satipatthana. Then I move on to share with him. I say, your last sharing on all those ice cream belting, where he ring and make them all very disturbed. So I reply, I say, what you did was very good. This is good understanding and sadhu. I say, keep it up and continue to strive on with heedfulness and do not be complacent. Then I say, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then I say, bye, and with metta always. Then after that, he replied this to me, which was very good. I just received it today. Dear Brother Teo, thank you for the insightful feedback. He said, I'm relaxed, I'm at peace. I'm aware almost all the time. Can you believe it or not? Less than 3 months now since the retreat. Coming to 3 months almost. You listen again, he said. Nowadays, I'm relaxed, I'm at peace. I'm aware almost all the time. Except in deep sleep. Means he can bring his awareness into his sleeping posture. But only when he sinks into deep sleep, he cannot maintain awareness. So that one take a while. Then he said, sitting, aware. Standing, aware. Walking, aware. Doing work, aware. Talking, aware. Six sense door contact, aware. Naturally, he used the word. You should all say sadhu to him. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. How can he progress so fast? You ask yourself. Because he has faith. You remember the first one day, he had a lot of doubt. He was questioning me left and right. He thought he cornered me already. Then every time he asked those questions, the way I answered him, he was speechless. Then finally, he decided to come and seek advice. Because he like all of a sudden realized, this one is not the normal one. This one really understand one. That's why he decided to trust me. Then he came and see me and asked for guidance. Then all those things happened. The first half of the second day, he still asked one or two last two questions. Then after he got the answer, he straight away changed his approach, developed the faith, and he sincerely really wanted to seek advice. Then when he seek extra class, you remember? Then I say, you come at 1:30 because our afternoon class start at 2. Well, that half an hour, I think, because of his affinity with the Triple Gem and his past condition. When he came, I knew already he was ready. Because I invited him to sit down. I said, he said, no. You sit. He said, he went and take his cushion. Then he said, you wait, brother, till he take his cushion. He straight away pay respect. And not to the Buddha. He straight away pay respect to my nature. Then he said, I really, really want to seek your advice. He said, I need your guidance. I need you to explain all this to me again. Then I say, okay. I say, you now listen. Then I started sharing something. But the way he understand it was very strange. Then I knew he was ready, you know. Because he told me he finally tried, you remember? Initially, he couldn't accept what we do, you remember? We were like fish market down there, remember? The retreat he go to is noble silent one, no? Cannot even fart one, no? Cannot even move one, no? Very quiet one. Then he saw us all not serious one, like fish market, talking in the dining area, in the lunchtime. Breakfast, of course, not like fish market lah. That one is a bit exaggerated, but comparatively, because he was in such environment, then he saw people lying down, some snoring on. Wow, he really cannot take it the first day. That's why he called me and asked me a lot of questions. Then after that, you know what happened or not? He asked me about his meditation. Remember, he do energy field, he do jhana and all the thing. Then I told him, you cannot. You do like that, you should die on it. You sure get into trouble. That's why he said you got headache and all those things, energy field and all that. Then he asked me, so what must I do? I say the four support, relax. He tried, he tried very hard. No, he said cannot. He said relative, cannot relax. Just no way. The moment he tried to relax, the energy build up stronger. He said, because he has done it so often, habitual tendency. The moment he actually put his mind there, the concentration will come. Then you want to relax again, he used the thought, no, that's why I cannot. I say, you have to relax. If you cannot do it in the sitting posture, you lie down, I say. He was so skeptical about lying down. He saw people sleeping and snoring. Then finally, he got no choice. That's why that morning, you know what he did, right? He tried again, relax, cannot. Then he tell himself, I say, I have to trust Brother Theo. At least once, is it? Then he go and lie down. You know what happened to him or not when he lie down? You listen to the recording. He shared it with all of you at the retreat. He said, the moment he lie down, he realized the energy didn't build up. Then he realized he can relax. And because he is in the energy field, he relaxed. After he relaxed, you know what happened or not? He felt so light, you know. The energy block, like he say, like solid energy inside the body, or like release. Then after that, because he was so relaxed, he also snore. Then when he snore, he was aware of his snoring. Then only he understood what I said, lying down meditation. Then he has faith. That's why after that, he came and see me. Then he came and explained all this background with me. Then he said, after that, you remember he reported after he relaxed in the lying posture. Then he started to snore. Then after he come out of the meditation, you know what happened to him or not? Because he relaxed back to normal awareness. That's why people who do all this energy field, don't worry, not wasted one. Then because he, after that, have faith and he listened to what I say attentively, And he went and read the book of the Heart Sutta. And he was full of joy. Well, there's a lot of understanding there. You remember he asked me so many questions and the way I answered, they are all in the Heart Sutta. Then he has this faith. Then because he has this faith, he was relaxed and aware. Then the gateway opened, activated. That time was not strong. Then he realized that actually, the strong energy, actually some of them melt in, but not all. At that time, he was still holding on to those energy, and the gateway was not strongly developed yet, and not stable yet. It only has some effect on him. But that was able to make him, you remember he mentioned, after that he come out of this lying down meditation, he realized he was so mindful after that. Then as he move and come out of the meditation, he can maintain mindfulness. Then he go down to the dining area, he can maintain mindfulness. Then when he sat down, he was so mindful. Every movement, every action, he was mindful. It was because he used to practice this before in the retreat area, understand? So that's why when you can relax, your mindfulness actually settles down. The moment you are without thought in a relaxed state, you are aware, on, naturally aware. That's why you can progress. Yeah. Then after that, he has so much faith, the next few days, he really, really did it. And he progressed so much. That's why at the end of the retreat, he was full of joy, so happy. Then he should thank Brother Song and Jin Hao Diao. Well, they actually invited him to join me for dinner on the last day after we came back from Cameron Highland. Then during that dinner, got conditioned again. No? He brought up certain things. No? Then I explained to him again, no, that one, which without condition cannot come home. Then after that, he was full of faith. Then he came to my house. Again, he took the balance of the book back. Then after that, he was full of joy. He contacted me and said he wanted to introduce the wife to see me. That's why when I went out to Singapore, he brought the wife to talk to me and my wife. We met. Then after that, he continued to develop the meditation on his own. And he was so diligent. His faith was so strong. And do you know what happened after that? He kept on listening to my recording. Non-stop. And all the Tuesday class, Sunday class, Thursday class, Friday talk, I sent him a copy when I forward it to the Maikayamita site. And he keep on listening. And there was so much joy. That's why now his understanding is fairly good already. So he know what this meditation is. That's why he can have this type of mindfulness. And within a short period of about 3 months. So if you have the faith, you also can do it. And because of the notes, the recording and all those things, you actually can do it faster than him if you're really serious. Okay, I read to you my the other answer. I answer his this second email. Okay, I receive already. Okay, this is my reply to him, the second email. I say, Dear Brother Chia, Mahasadhu, to your below rather good understanding, do continue to relax and allow the sati or awareness, the silent mind, to stabilize until the mind realizes itself and ceases, leading to the realization or the cessation of form and mind. Then your nature's understanding will become even more stable and clear. Your form and mind can then be a blessing to all. Then you will understand your below question. Oh, sorry, I didn't read to you his second email. I only read to you his first email. Okay, I read to you his second email. Okay. He said, oh, I read to you the first part. He said, Dear Brother Teo, thank you for the insightful feedback. I'm relaxed. I'm at peace. I'm aware almost all the time, except in deep sleep. Sitting aware, standing aware, walking aware, doing work aware, talking also aware, sixth sense or contact also aware. And all this happen naturally. Anger arises also aware. Anger ceases also aware. Thought arises aware. Thought ceases aware. It seems to be condition arising and passing away. Anger can no longer stay in my heart. See? Last time cannot. Last time he get agitated. He want to fight the anger and suppress the anger and do something with the anger. Now he say anger can no longer stay. It seems to be a separate event and does not want to stir further. See, without understanding, without wisdom, you know what you do? Suppress the anger. I don't want to get angry. Or practice letting go of anger. You go and do. You cannot do it, I tell you. Without wisdom. With wisdom and understanding, straight away this understanding come. You say anger can no longer stay. it seems to be a separate event because he understands it's not him anymore, condition arising, and does not want to stir any further because he can accept that whatever condition that arises, because sometimes it's still the random of this habitual tendency. It will react for a while, then he will be aware. The moment he's aware, it loses power. That's why this type of meditation is so different. Awareness based with wisdom and understanding, where he traced the origination factor, then he understood what I told him. Before you get angry, there was no anger. Anger arises because of wrong view. You perceive things with negativity. That's why you stir your mind. And this is a condition arising state, not you. So because of that, he has this wisdom and understanding. Then now he said, anger can no longer stay in my heart. It seems to be a separate entity or event, and it does not want to stir any further. Then he continued, he said, hot weather, mind is also at peace. Bad smell, mind is also at peace. Noise in various form, mind is always at peace. Sight of nice things, beings, mind is also at peace. Eat, just eat, he said, as it is. Then he said, sabbe sankhara anicchang, understood. He used the word connected. Sabbe sankhara dukkhang, also understood, connected. But the third one he cannot understand. Sabbe sankhara anatta, he put four question marks. He said, the whole sequence of life force means the body and mind, its interaction inside, outside, is changing and changing, moment after moment, is it? Yet, there is this awareness witnessing the flow of event. Even this broad-based awareness is just awareness, a universal awareness. In theory, there is no one to be aware. Now he understands very clearly. It's not a thought anymore. It's not a being inside there. Yet there is still this essence of mind, the awareness. From a recent talk, which I heard from your recording, you mentioned the true mind. Nature has the ability to be aware. The unconditioned mind has the ability to be aware. Just aware, pure awareness. Don't try to know, just be aware. See? He means he is attentive. He listens and he pick up those words. That's why he can understand. Then he say, well, no. Aha. Now he understands. Then he say, with metta. Then I replied to him and said, Mahasadhu to you. Sorry, to your below rather good understanding. Do continue to relax and allow the sati or awareness or the silent mind to stabilize until the mind realizes itself. And cease leading to the realization or the cessation of form and mind. Then your nature's understanding will become even more stable and clear. Your form and mind can then be a blessing to all. Then you will understand your below question, sabbe sankhara anatta, with the four question mark. Then I put dash, also connected. By then he will understand. Then I say, in order to help you further, I gave him a hint. I say, sabbe sankhara anatta, the first part of the meaning is, that is, even the unconditioned is anatta, non-self, not a permanent unchanging entity that you can call as the I and the me. That is, either the true self or the super self, Atman. Another deeper meaning of anatta is the empty nature of existence. As real as it can be, it is only within the moment. And next moment, within split second, is dead and gone, hence empty and not so real. Not what the living being thinks. And I tell you, with this, he will penetrate again. Then later on, he will know how to completely free the mind. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Then the cessation can come. That's why you must have faith. Then I say, once again, Mahasadhu, and my nature rejoice with your other good progress and understanding by and with metta always. Yeah. So that was the sharing. Huh? You should all rejoice. So, oh, still got half an hour left. So hopefully this one can give you faith, so that you can strive on with faithfulness to develop it. If he can do it, he is so new. He 3 months ago only he attended the retreat. And that time he was full of questions and doubt. And yet the moment he actually how should I say? He actually came and confront me. But the moment he is convinced, the word is convinced, he completely no more doubt, and his faith is so strong. That's why he is willing to release the old practice. All those things that he did, all he threw away. And he relaxed, aware, silent. He go into the awareness-based meditation. No more thought-based. He don't focus anymore. He don't concentrate anymore. He just relax. And now he can do it in the sitting. He can relax and do it in the sitting already. Not a problem. Yeah. Because once you know how to relax, once you connect to the gateway, it will release all the energy. That's why all the block got. He got no more build out of energy. Then he got no more of this painful sensation and all those things. Why? Because the pure energy actually heals. Then it actually has an effect on your internal chakra and well-being. It helps to release all those blockage and all those things. Then even your health will improve. So this is something you have to keep in mind. Because this type of meditation has so much benefits and it's not dangerous at all. No risk. You won't get into trouble. Because it doesn't touch energy field. It just relax, aware, still, silent, in a natural state, not a conditioned mind state. Okay? Yeah. Okay, now your turn. Anybody wants to share their meditative experience? You have to ask question like him. He not shy. He don't understand, he asked, he questioned me left and right, So at certain time, he thought he cornered me already, He was so confident with the question, But the moment I answered him, he was stunned, I told you. He really was amazed, disbelieved. Then after that, he laughed. Then he knew all this are the answer to what he was seeking. That's why before he came, he was telling song. He was looking for something else because he realized after so many years doing that type of meditation, then at that retreat in Thailand when he was with song, he saw all those who were his senior, the super senior, those few. He don't want to end up like them. He said, their behavior very weird. Then he realized that is not the way. But he still got the question at the back, the doubt. How can they be wrong? Where the teacher is so famous. Understand? Yeah? Not only famous in one country, worldwide. So, you cannot blame him for having that thought. Then, he is a person who actually doubt, which is very good. But the moment he is convinced, he move. He really move. Because the faith is there, no turning back. And this should be the type of mind they inquire. Because it's not about right and wrong. It's about getting the correct understanding. That's why I say you must meditate with understanding. The moment you understand, you meditate, you progress very fast. That's why he progressed so fast. You know how lucky he was or not. Otherwise, he could have debated and end up don't know for how long in that type of energy field. Then he may even have problem with Mara attack and all those things. That's why, in a way, he has good affinity with the Triple Gem. When condition arise, he met song. Then he has the condition to make the decision to join the retreat. Then after that, he was so happy. He got so much joy. So this is something I hope can give you faith, can spur you, and make you feel confident, so that your meditation can also take off. Similarly, like what happened to many Kayana Mitas too. Like I used to say, your faith is very important. When Sada is there, Virya will drive you, then Sati will come. Then the moment you relax, silent and aware, you will be in Sati naturally. When the spiritual faculty is there, the hindrance no more, you meditate very easily. That's why he can meditate very easily. He just relaxed. He went in ready. Is it so difficult to relax? Yeah? Difficult or not? Just to relax yourself, body and mind. Is it so difficult? Not difficult, is it? Then why don't you give it a try? Because you are so conditioned with the old way of meditation. You must sit, you must be serious, you must focus, you must concentrate, you must do this, you must do that. That's why it warns you out. And your thought is actively doing meditation. That's why I used to tell you all the real meditation is just relax, silent, just aware. That's why the four support. You look at the four support. Where got any doing? Where got any concentration? We go through one more time. First support is what? Relax into what? Every mind state that arise, no matter what happened, just relax. Don't try to know. The moment you relax means what? The mind is not interfering. There is no build-up of stress. There is no more mental energy going into the mundane mind. Now you understand? That's why when there is no more mental energy to stir the mind, this mind becomes naturally aware. The moment you are without thought, you are already aware. That's why you have to relax. Relax means you don't feed it with any more mental energy. No more like and dislike. No more pleasant and unpleasant. No more trying to be peaceful. No more trying to be mindful. All these are the thought. Now you understand? At the moment you are relaxed, the second support is just aware. Don't try to know. See the word. Don't try to know. Last time here also I mark in red. I rub it off already because I need the space. So don't try to know when you are aware. What is knowing? What is knowing? The moment you perceive, the aggregate of perception is there. The thought arises already. You are no longer aware. You are no longer with the moment. You already arise the thought. And after you perceive your views, your opinion, and your conditioning, condition you to react, to stir your mind. That's how all the mental hindrance come to be. That's how all your habitual tendency come about, your heedless thinking come about. That's why now you go back, you start to understand all this. Because this is the one that I want you to understand, do, then you will find out about what I have just told you just now. When you find out yourself, you improve very fast. But I realize if everything I tell you, sometimes it actually disadvantage to you, because you don't want to investigate anymore. You become lazy. Brother Teo will tell us one. That's why that day at Friday talk, I think. The four type of clear comprehension, Susan will know. I refuse to tell them. I say, you go back and find out. Oh, then luckily Susan came Sunday class. She can recall three after checking out the text. Then I explain. Like that better. Otherwise, I realize sometimes telling you too fast and too much actually doesn't benefit you if you don't have the past. But if you have the past, all this will become tremendously useful. But if you just take them with an open mind, then reflect, contemplate, and go deep into it, you will actually benefit. You will awaken. But what I realize, most of you all, you just want to listen. Then follow what I say. You don't want to inquire and investigate on your own. You don't want to develop the understanding on your own. That's why I say you have to write it down and go through it again until you understand it on your own. Without my words. If you write the words down after you listen, it's okay. To the recording right now. Then you go through it. Stabilize it. Understand it. Then contemplate on it. Reflect on it. Why did Brother Teo say this? How come he say can lead to all this understanding? And then when you hit the understanding, you will have a lot of joy. Then you start to understand all this clearly. Why relax? The first support is so beneficial. Then after that, when you're aware, don't try to know. Again, it's so beneficial. Because the trying to know is the thought, the perception. Then your conditioning of your mind stir. That's how you cannot be peaceful. The hindrance arise. Then maintain means what? This 24 hour got two meaning. You maintain the awareness for as long as you can. Then the other one is maintain 24 hour mindfulness. Means heedful throughout the day, even in your sleep. You can go into it. That's why now that Brother Chia can go into the normal sleep. But deep sleep, he cannot maintain awareness. Later on, deep sleep also you can maintain awareness. Like you never sleep, I told you before. It's like you never sleep. And your face not tired. Or no? Not like after sleep must wash face. Or no? No need. Just aware like that. Then that consciousness or the awareness inside, continue. The moment it come out, you wake up. And there was no sleep on, no tiredness, nothing on. The face, the body is relaxed, silent, peaceful. Like you already recuperated, charged up. Yeah. And you feel very good, very calm, very peaceful, very still, silent. That's why this type of meditation is very different. Then the last one is trust. Trust means allow the nature to do. You just don't interfere with the thought process. There is no meditator inside there. There is no thought inside there to do meditation. The nature just do itself. You just aware. Then all the movement, like he aware that there is like a huge vacuum pump, suck everything in and draw every. It's like a very soothing thing it went in. And it melt all the yin-yang energy and become pure energy. Then even after that inside, he haven't experienced that yet. You will be able to follow how this pure energy actually open up the internal nadis and chakras within. And that is the real safe opening, true opening, not true thought from outside, where you temple with the chakras. This one is not using energy to heat it or to like, wherever you locate that mind, that energy will go in. But this one, you didn't do anything. You didn't locate anything. You just relax, silent, aware, and let the nature do. Because the nature is already without thought. And that is the true mind. That is the meditative mind. And you will know what to do. Then the moment it goes through the gateway, the yin and yang, they will melt inside. Then the pure energy, you will know where to go. Because it's intelligent energy. Full of wisdom and understanding. That's why after that, your whole of your vibration become very different. Your vibration becomes so fine later on, until the mundane mind cannot be supported. Then what happened? Yeah? Because the energy is so fine, this mundane mind like become too gross. Then what happened? You will collapse. That's how the collapse of the mundane mind will happen. Then you only have the true mind, the pure mind, the supramundane mind, And that mind is without image, nothing. Just pure awareness, pure. Nothing, nothing inside there. Like no mind inside there. Initially, I remember, like no mind inside there. So fine, so smooth, like the movement inside. No movement on, like very fine on. There's like no more like the old mind. Very gross. But that the mundane mind, the old mind, you call it the old mind. How come the new or old? It's actually the conditioned arising mind, the mundane mind. That one very easy to be mindful of, because that one is still very gross. Later on, when you hit the supramundane mind, when the mundane mind collapses, and you try and go and do your mindfulness, and see, you find it so difficult to do, cannot do it. Because that one is so fine, like you can hardly perceive it. But then when you hit that one, you no need to do already. Because that nature shines for you are throughout the day aware. Naturally aware on its own. Because the mind is in sati. You remember? What is mind in sati? Means every moment of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, and thought process is all in sati. That's why you don't need an object of meditation to anchor that mind. That's why the seeing is in sati. That's why when I went through that, this nature went through that process, I was so surprised. You know? I look at everything like I never see before. You know? But nothing has changed. You know? Nature is still nature. How come last time I don't see? That's why suddenly from inside this nature understand, is it true is everywhere. The characteristics of nature are everywhere. The impermanent, suffering state and non-self, or anicchang, dukkha, anatta. They are everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. Because that mind, without the mundane mind, the supramundane mind, the true mind, shine forth just like that from that nature. And there's no more cloud to obscure, nothing. Just like that, pure awareness. It just come out like that. Then everything is in sati. That's why when you can see the phenomenal is the mind and the thing move as one. That's why the car move on everything. The awareness and the car move as one. The sound, the vibration and the awareness move as one. Chanting or whatever. Everything is in one. That is what sati is all about. Then that time, how to explain to people? How to teach, how to share, because people cannot be in that state to understand. It's just like you are explaining something that only you can experience, other people cannot experience. No? You know how difficult to explain to people or not? That's why in the early day, I never want to explain anything. No point. It cannot be explained, because these are beyond words. You have to be in that state to understand. That's why those who do, who have faith, they can understand. Like the Buddha said, the Dhamma is Pachetang, can be realized by the wise each for themselves, not anybody else. Okay? Yeah. Oh, another 15 minutes. Yeah, pass the mic to Christine. Yeah. Let me have a drink.
Good evening, Brother Teo and all Kalayamitas. Actually, Brother Teo, I just wanted to share it because last week, you remember my friend, she was asking about this nimitta, and then Brother Teo explained. And then when on the way back, my friend asked me, why whenever you bring me to this meditation class, the problem that I have, like, Brother Teo seems to know and know everything. Because last week when you explained about the light, you were telling those early days you're seeing purple light. So actually she was telling me, in fact, what color of the light also Brother Teo can know one. Why Brother Teo can read my mind one. And then one more time she came in, she was having a problem like disrespect to the elders.
I know.
So Brother Teo talked about this and then she also said, wow, Brother Teo like can read my mind, actually. Yeah.
You have to explain to her, it's not I can read my, I cannot read my, I cannot know anything. But my nature can know.
Yeah, I explained it to
my nature her. Can sense and it can share the thing that is needed. It's not me. And this for my mind don't have psychic one, I tell you. You don't worry, I cannot read your mind. I cannot know anything. Because I don't touch energy field. But without this, actually it's better. Because the understanding, the nature is the one that actually can share. That's why during the Buddha's time, you remember? Different people come, he teach differently. How he can do it? That's why now I understand, my nature understand. Because this is the same way I understand. It's not from this life. Then it's from that nature. That nature understand or no? It know what to tell that person or no? But if he got affinity and the condition, they will progress very fast if they have the faith. But if they don't have the faith, the doubt, the moment the doubt is there, it cannot go in already. Then sometimes is you like try to be too smart, also no use. Like you're too clever, you think cannot be very got lay person like that one, monk also cannot, full time also, you think like that, nobody can help you, I tell you. Because you don't have faith. So what's wrong with having faith? You got nothing to lose, right? You know why or not? It's not important whether that person is what he is or not. The moment you have faith, when there is truth, you will receive one. Because it's a spiritual faculty. So that's why I said, when I came out to share, I tell you all three condition, remember? First condition is what? No authority. Means we are Dhamma friends, we just share understanding. Second condition is no right, no wrong. And then all this thought gone. Third one is make use of whatever that is beneficial. Just cultivate. That's why you have faith. When you have faith means what? Whether he's real or he's fake, not important. The moment you have faith, you will receive truth because that is the spiritual faculty. And the question is, what happens if he is the real one? That's why I say you got nothing to lose by having the faith. Because you listen with wisdom or understanding. Then you tell yourself, just like Brother Chia. Initially he got a lot of doubt, which was very good. Why? Because he cannot understand at that time. And he don't believe. Based on what Song tell him, he cannot understand. Because it was so contradictory to the conventional world, to the real world where people teach. Because everything I said was the opposite. Most of it was the opposite of what they do. Especially thought-based. The real one, nobody doing one. No thought, no effort, nothing one. Just relax, aware. Like, nothing special one. You understand? Chi cake one. Yeah? No kung fu one. No nimittan, nothing one. No jhana, no jhana, nothing one. Just relax, aware. Sometimes snore. That's why he was full of doubt. Then when he asked and he tried to corner me, the way I answer him, I not only don't argue with him, I just explain to him. And he was willing to listen because he was not there to argue for the sake of argument. He was there to seek answer. Why you teach like that? Why you keep on telling us this is thought-based? Then when the moment he hit the right chord and understood what I say, that's why he was speechless. Every time he asked the way I explained, he was stunned, he was speechless, and he laughed finally. You go and listen to the recording. The recording was very good. Are we waiting for the memory stick or what? Because somebody asked me where was the recording. I also didn't remember that we had the retreat recording. Is it the memory stick? Last time when we have one. We still got capacity there. No more already, I think. Then bring. If you all want, you have to buy your own memory stick. Bring back the old one. So if you want to keep the one, you go buy one. How many gig required? 32 gig. You need a 32 gig one. You need a 32 gig one. So those who are serious who want, you will get your memory stick. Then it takes time. One day you can only do one or two, I think. It takes how many hours to load one? 2 hours. So you have to be very patient. So all this is something that you will come to understand later. So when you are serious about this way, then when you already have the understanding, you will progress very far. That's why I say pariyatti, first phase of Dhamma, the learning of the teaching. Spend more time. Get it right. Then patipatti become very simple, very fast. You will move very fast. If you don't get it right, I tell you, you can get lost, debate, and do a lot of what they call meditation, which will lead you astray or limit you within the field of thought, because it's all thought-based. And you can spend a long, long time doing it. So all this, you have to be careful. So in Mandarin, they say, 走燕王路啊,燕王路啊. You know what is that? It's like take you to Holland, come back and go somewhere else. Then you never reach your destination because you don't know what destination is it. Because you are not clear about the teaching. So the understanding of the true teaching is very important. That's why all go back to essential Dhamma. Forget about right and wrong. Forget about what people tell you. Not important. That's why I told Brother Chia, you remember the Arahant one? Why you want to know whether true or not? To me, not important. The essential Dhamma more important. That's why the Buddha said a handful of leaf, you remember? That is why he teach only the handful of leaf. That is conducive for enlightenment. And what are the handful of leaf? The essence of the Buddha's teaching, the Four Noble Truths. And also in the Sabba Asavak Sutta, what did he say? Things that are fit for attention, when you pay attention, what happens? The unarisen hindrance will not arise. The arisen will cease. But things that are not fit for attention, you pay attention, what happens? Unarisen hindrance arise, like your doubt, your restlessness, your fear, your worry, your anxiety. You're not sure, understand or not? Then your spiritual faculty affected, your faith affected. That's why don't go and listen to all this, because not important. Have an open mind. 听完了,没事了. Just like whatever you do, 做完了,没事了. Don't try to reflect or think over it, or right or wrong. Should I do like that? Should I not do like that? Are you, why I so stupid, go and do like that? Who is saying all this? Your thought, sankara. And these are not Four Noble Truths. Not the handful only. Things that are unfit for attention give rise to remorse, regret, sadness. Unpeaceful mind. Suffering. Bring about more heedless thinking, argument. So all this you will start to understand. That's why when you are mindful, you will know. Whenever you pay attention to things that are unfit for attention, they are all wrong thought. So when wrong thought arise, what happen? What are wrong thought? Thought that condition your mental hindrance, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your doubt, your insecurity, your fear, and all those things. So these are the negative mind state, negative mind field that can bring about karmic negativity, karmic downfall. That's why they are not supposed to dwell on. So things that are unfit for attention, you don't pay attention. You just let it be. Open mind. No need to go and dwell in it and argue over it. Then pick up whatever that can benefit you. Then go back, cultivate accordingly. The essential dhamma, most important. So forget about right and wrong. Okay? So now, like I explained earlier on, I will focus on understanding and cultivation. But this is more important, I realize. You have enough dhamma already. The Heart Sutta, the recording, all. You have enough thing and material for you to develop the understanding. Now is how to put it into cultivation, practice, to develop the benefit from it. Yeah. Oh, another few minutes. Okay. I was reading, I think somebody dropped this wording, which was very good. No? I think this guy, you heard of this Edgar Cayce or not? The doctor, what? Huh? You haven't heard of this? He seems he's a Western doctor, no? But he, when he go into the trance or sleep, he can like read people's past, or no? And he can tell his patient, you know why you got this disease or not. He speaks like a Buddhist, no? He said, because your previous karma, you don't know what life you did this. And because of that, now you have to go through this to experience all this. But it seems this person is quite gifted. No? He believes in rebirth. He believes in reincarnation, karma, and all those things. Then he explained a lot of things very, very near to the Buddhist teaching, because he really, really understand this law of karma. When he went in that meditative state or what, he called it the sleeping prophet. His nickname is the sleeping prophet. He is like a prophet. And you know what he said? A lot of word of wisdom, so they quote him. So he used to tell people, he said, this law of karma, it's a nature's law, no. You cannot play a fool with it, no. He's like short of telling you, it is this law that governs life and existence, no. So there is no really creator or great being to judge you and all those things. That's why he talked about having virtue, goodness. Because he said this is the fruit. Yeah? When you have virtue and goodness, due to the law of karma, you reap what you sow, you will receive the fruit of consciousness. He said your consciousness will grow. You know what he mean? It's just like you plant a tree. Yeah? What must you put? Fertilizer, everything, and the ingredient, the sunlight, the water, and now water, not too much. Then it will grow. So if you follow this nature's law, karma is it, when you cultivate virtue, goodness, kindness, sincerity, and all the honesty, he said, your fruit of consciousness will grow. You will receive those fruits. Then you will have the good life and all those things. But he said, if you plant the seed of evil, you will become miserable. He said, your that consciousness will decay. It's like the plant will die, he said. Having a lot of problems. Then he said, try to be kind. Don't try to be right. You understand him, right? He said, be kind. Don't be right. Be kind, don't be right. Then he add in the last sentence, no? be kind. Don't be right. Then he add in the other sentence that you were always what? You will always be right, is it? Understand? Right? Be kind. Don't be right. Then you will always be right. You understand? Because when you are trying to be right, it's right according to you. It's not the nature's laws right. But when you are kind, you cannot be negative. Understand? Right? When the moment you are kind, you are always right. You understand? Like Krishnamurti said, absence of evil is good. Don't try to do good. Huh. So he came out with this, he said, be kind. Don't be right. Then there's one more. Give me another 2 minutes. Just now I saw a movie or video. He asked this very wise question. What is the difference between a human being and a gun? G-U-N. What is the difference between a human being and a gun? A gun is loaded with what? Bullet is without emotion, isn't it? Cold. Very cold one is the bullet. The human being is loaded with what? Loaded with a consciousness which is emotional, isn't it? That's why he say it's easier to handle a gun than to handle a human being. Because human being, you must brainwash him, psycho him. Then only he can listen to you. The bullet, no emotion one. You take, you shoot, it will listen to you one. So I find quite interesting. That's why the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner, all things mind. So you don't take care of mind. Actually, you are worse than a gun. You simply shoot. Because you got so much evil roots. That's why George Soros say what? Loose cannon. You know what is a loose cannon? Simply shoot on. That's why when you are heedless, you behave like a loose cannon. Because you act on emotion. You act on memory. Acting according to memory is not acting at all. You act on your fear and all those things. So a lot of these things you can learn in life. And they can give you understanding, wisdom. And this Edgar Casey, he's a very famous doctor, and he got a lot of cases that he helped to heal through comic and all those things. And he explained to them why you like that. Then he also teach them all those things. I don't know whether he got teach them to ask for forgiveness or not, and repentance and all those things. But he healed them, I didn't go and find out about the rest. Maybe you all can go and find out. Then when he was young, I was told, he told the father, he said, you trust me, you go and buy me this book. He said, I will sleep on the book. Then I will know how to pass the exam. I will know how to answer all the questions. And really, father trusted him. And he slept on the book for 2 hours. It was mentioned by the guy who shared his wisdom. And you know what happened after that? The father tested him. Every page, what page, what word. He can remember. Spelling, he can remember. Then the father asked him, how you can do that? Because I have this special talent. Isn't it? That's why he become the sleeping prophet. When he sleep, he can understand one. He sleep on the book, he understand the book. He sleep on the patient, he understand the patient. So he sleep on you, you better be careful. He understand everything about you. So his famous nickname is the sleeping prophet. And he believes strongly in karma because he saw it happening. And of course he got his own way of describing things, wisdom and all those things. That's why different people approach it differently. Then because they are of the Christian tradition, so they use a lot of Christian words, But he don't believe in, he believe in rebirth, reincarnation, law of karma and all those things. But he also believe in the grace of God. But the God to him is a different entity. He believe in that type of consciousness. He said you have to do good, then your consciousness will fruit, will become beautiful. Then you will have the good life. He also know that. He said, if you want to have good life, all you must have goodness, kindness, virtue, and all those things. But he never teach you how to meditate. He only tell you that this law is very important. You cannot violate one. So all this is something that you can actually have an open mind to listen. That's why when you have wisdom, you can listen to a lot of this, and you are not affected. Because you are not interested in right and wrong. Understand? Doesn't mean that from another religion there is no wisdom. No, they have. Even more, we also have wisdom. When I heard, what is this difference between a human being and a gun? I got interested. They got such question. Then the way he answered was very good. This guy was very wise. He said, both are loaded. One is loaded with a cold bullet, without emotion. The other one is loaded with a mind, with a consciousness that is full of emotion, views, and opinion. So when you listen to all this, you realize that there are many ways to look at things, understand? There are many ways to understand things. Not necessary. That's why I say don't be rigid. Don't close your mind to only certain religion or religious label. No. Because like the Buddha say, what he teach is the Dhamma, truth. He actually never teach Buddhism. No. You understand? Because he is the Buddha, they add in the word ism, and they call it Buddhism. But what did he teach? Four Noble Truth. He teach truth. No. He teach Dhamma, which is the truth. He never teach Buddhism. Buddhism was actually created by living being after he passed away. Because they add in the ISM. And it become a religion. Okay, we better end. 10:40 already. Okay, we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. In order to save time, maybe we just chant in Pali. Shri Amarit Siddha Devas. Akasata Cha Bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyantang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Itta Vata Cha Amehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabba Sampati Siddhiya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Imeyang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadu sadu sadu. Give pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones.
Let's express our gratitude to Brother Teo and Mr. Teo for sharing the profound Dhamma tonight.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And also, Brother Sri Ang and Sister Nippon for letting us to use their beautiful homes to share it, to come and listen to the Dhamma.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And also Sister Fiji for fetching Raditi and Sister Fiji.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu to all those who need the Pooja of India tonight. Hari Raya, so the next Thursday, the 23rd, and then June 30th. Then we break for 2 weeks for Hari Raya, July 7th and 14th, but it feels a day in France and UK. So we have time to practice.
Sounds
like it. And the other thing is that our Brother Theo's birthday and the Kanisa gathering is on October the 9th, Sunday, March 5th, Grand Imperial University in what do you call that building?
Digital
Mall. So if you can attend, it's quite neat. There's only 150 places.
Thank you. Thank you.
He just got his U.S. visa, so he's going to have his website.
Thank you.